In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Here he is, our resident historian, Felix Spinell, who joins us on Fridays for All Over the Map, where he explains the stories behind local places and other things. This week, the Blue Jays may call Toronto home, but it turns out they have a lot of fans out west in Vancouver and other parts of British Columbia. And it turns out that the Mariners may have a few supporters up there, too.
Hey, morning, Davey. A couple quick all-over-the-map facts. Vancouver, B.C. is named for everybody. Captain George Vancouver. Very good. My favorite nickname is the Terminal City for its role as a terminus of the Canadian Pacific Railway. Very catchy.
Yeah.
Vancouver, B.C. is slightly younger than Seattle. The first non-Indigenous settlement came in 1862. That's 10 years later than the Emerald City. Now, I wanted to find out how this wild card series is playing out north of the border, so I talked to Justin McElroy. He's a municipal affairs reporter in Vancouver for the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. But Justin is also the guy who has his finger on the pulse and his ear to the ground of British Columbia culture more than anyone working in the media up there in the frozen north. He does all these amazing stories about, you know, which town has the best welcome sign or where the best places are to stop for junk food on the way to the interior of the province. I'm a big fan. Now, Justin McElroy grew up in B.C. as a Blue Jays fan, around the time when they won back-to-back World Series back in 92 and 93, if anyone remembers that. He also followed the 95 Mariners, and he's been to many games here in Seattle between the two teams over the decades. So I wondered, you know, has Blue Jays fever spread throughout British Columbia this week? No, says Justin McElroy.
But if you're a sports fan, this has been probably the biggest topic of conversation over the past 3 or 4 days. You know, a lot of chats and debates on social media on which team you should cheer for, if it's fine to like both teams equally, because it's a fun one where there's not an obvious rooting interest. But if you asked, you know, 100 sports fans, name your top 10 teams in North America for anything, chances are the majority of them would put one of the Blue Jays or the Mariners in there.
Okay, so that was news to me. I mean, I had no idea that any of those Vancouver baseball fans would be anything but Blue Jays loyal, right? So that was a shocker. And it turns out for BC fans, who don't have their own local major league team, it's a choice between proximity to Seattle and national loyalty to the only Canadian team still in the majors since the Expos were deported a few years ago. Now, one thing we figured out while we were talking is that this is the very first time when there's been anything at stake in a series between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. They were expansion teams together back in 1977, of course. Now, to hear Justin McElroy tell it, the high stakes are having an effect on our neighbors to the north, and that's neighbors spelled with a U, of course.
There's never been a time where they've both been in the playoffs at the same time, and so it's sort of been easy for fair weather fans to sort of hop from one to another depending on which team has been doing well. And so this is actually forcing people to choose one way or the other for the first time, which adds to the fun.
So I had to ask, who will Justin McElroy be rooting for today, tomorrow, and if necessary, on Sunday?
You know, I got to go with the Jays. At the end of the day, they were the first team that I cheered for because of the 93 World Series. They're the ones that the national heartstrings pull at me a little bit more. I've been a big Mariners fan in the past, but I got to say, you know, the 10-15 years of consistent mediocrity there sort of made it more difficult to be passionate all the time, shall we say, for the team. Regardless, I get to see my first and second favorite teams in baseball go against each other, and that's super cool if you're any sort of baseball fan.
So really, the border is sort of a formality. We're all one here.
Yes.
Children of a common mother, I think
that's
it says on the piece art. And also, Monday is Thanksgiving in Canada. This is a 3-day weekend for them. They get to watch baseball during a 3-day weekend. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone north of the 49th parallel.
Felix Spinell, all his features at MyNorthwest.com.